Are there any other endocrine strategies that you would suggest for a patient like this?
So, having met this lady, she is a fascinating lady, and understanding her social situation, I think, is really important to thinking about her care. She is now 73. She lives alone. She did not describe children, close family who are nearby supporting her. So, end-of-life discussions and appropriate care for her at the end of her life is a little bit trickier. There's not an obvious plan of, I'm going to move in with my daughter, or my son and his family are going to come live with me. That doesn't make those discussions any less important. I think in some ways it means they need to start even earlier, because negotiating some of those things and understanding her wishes might not be as simple. While she's doing okay at home, she comes off to me as a bit frail. I wouldn't be enthusiastic about giving her chemotherapy. I don't think it's a good match for her disease with this long, slowly progressive, long natural history. It is not a good match for chemo. She doesn't look like a good match for chemo. I don't think she wants chemo,
She would not
quite
accept
honestly,
chemo.
in talking about it. She's not had any of the progestational agents. That'd be one option of something she's not had. She's not had abemaciclib that has some monotherapy activity, still with some GI toxicity. I think the question for her is not going to be so much what therapy should she have, but should she have more therapy? More therapy will bring some toxicity burden, even if it's not chemo. It also brings more clinic visits and monitoring. I got the sense that she knows she's nearing the end of her life. I don't know if that means she's going to get another therapy before she's there, but I think she knows that she's reaching the end of what we medically have to offer her. And I really get the sense that she's pretty comfortable that that's where she is. I almost got the sense that she wasn't so sure she was going to get back home after being in the hospital and being in rehab for 4 weeks, and she's delighted to be back home and be independent and able to do that.
Yeah, we've been having those discussions over the course of the past 6 months about some of the therapies and so forth. But her attitude right now is, as long as I
I'm
can
doing
keep going
okay.
independently, that's, her main goal.
And I wouldn't argue with her about that. I think she's also an excellent example of how end-of-life discussions are not a single point in time decision. It really works best as an ongoing discussion that's focused on the goals the patient has and what options we have and what really seems like the best way forward now. So I wouldn't feel badly about switching her to another hormone therapy. I wouldn't feel badly about not switching her to another hormone therapy, depending on how those discussions with her goes.